Our reading for today is from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 18. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of the darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus might also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, "I believed, and so I spoke," we also believe, and so we speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Lee Hagen, president of the Missouri District of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we focus on these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. This is the word of the Lord. It could be easy to lose heart. We see things all around us that are discouraging. Religious freedoms are being attacked. Our nation's highest court thinks that it is within its purview to define marriage. Confusion reigns regarding gender issues. A child's life within the womb is considered of no more value than that of its body parts. Decisions to end lives are made because of illness in the name of mercy. Drugs are legalized for recreational use in some states. The list seemingly goes on and on and on. But St. Paul reminds us that we do not lose heart. In fact, he doesn't say it once, he repeats it. Our text from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 is overflowing with words of hope and encouragement for Christians who could easily be in despair. Paul's words provide a refrain of consolation for troubled hearts and wearied minds. Much like those first century Christians in Corinth, we find ourselves today facing all kinds of afflictions. This text is a wonderful source of strength for the constant pressures of the world that we face. Paul gives to his readers a litany of spiritual and cultural hardships that Christians face. In our world today, we are afflicted, perplexed, persecuted, and struck down. There's nothing easy about life as a Christian. But the reality is that many of the afflictions that we experience are on account of our own sinfulness. We lose heart because of the hardness of our own hearts. We are wasting away because we have chosen darkness rather than light, curses rather than blessings, and death rather than life. We have lived as if our minds are blinded and veiled to the gospel. That is why we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. It is only through Christ that there is hope. In Christ, there is more than hope. There is life. God does not leave us desolate according to these words. We are afflicted, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. This is the blessing of God's Word. Through the Word, He forgives, renews, and strengthens us. This is the daily use of baptism, that by daily contrition and repentance, we renounce the disgraceful and underhanded ways, so that the new creation may emerge to live before God. This is the blessing of the Lord's Supper, that Christ lifts up our hearts as we receive His very body and blood for the strengthening of our faith. Christ has triumphed over sin and death so that we might not lose heart, but that we would be encouraged and filled with hope. The afflictions that we endure are real, but they are also light and momentary. But what awaits us is an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. That's what sustains us this side of eternity, looking forward to the eternal glory of life in Christ that awaits us in the resurrection on the last day. This is our hope. So, dear friends, we do not lose heart. Amen.
We thank Pastor Lee Hagen for this meditation on God's Word.